FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Ratepayers Association said they're disappointed that Etiquini's mayor did not attend a meeting to discuss the city's proposed tariff hikes. Nkolisi Kaunda last month suggested a 14% price hike for electricity, 14.9% for water, and around 10% for refuse collection. The Integrated Development Plan and Budget Public Participation Meeting was held at the Durban Exhibition Centre yesterday. Kaunda was expected to engage with ratepayers, but City Speaker Thabani Nyawose attended. Imran Bennett, who's with the Etiquini Ratepayers and Residents Association, says they want to speak directly with the mayor.
This meeting should be deferred until he's available.
Yeah.
Everything must be put on stop. We're all going to say the same thing here. There is to be no budget increase until such time. We are saying no.
Jay Govender is from the Tongaat Ratepayers and Residents Association.
We have burning issues with non-services and escalating costs is totally untenable. And the billing system is a total sham. It's a major bone of contention for the community of Tongaat.
Investigations are underway to locate the source of a drug haul worth 15 million rand that was found at the Richards Bay port. Authorities descended on a vessel at the port in northern KwaZulu-Natal after receiving a tip-off yesterday. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
The Hawks say after receiving information, an operation was set up. It included police officers, officials from the customs unit at the South African Revenue Service, U.S. diplomats, as well as private security. They located a vessel that is believed to have traveled from Colombia. Blocks of cocaine were found amongst iron that the vessel was importing. The Hawks say no arrests have been made at this stage. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And abroad, a row between pharmaceutical firms Moderna and Pfizer, as well as BioNTech, will come to court in London today. It's over the exclusive rights for COVID vaccine technology that helped save millions of lives during the pandemic. Moderna claims its due compensation for products manufactured after March last year, but Pfizer and BioNTech deny infringement. And finally, a London pub has had to call in more workers after Taylor Swift mentioned its name on her new album. It was released on Friday with The Black Dog as the 17th song. The bar now offers a Swift burger and Taylor's version cocktails. Durban, a high of 25 today. Pietermaritzburg, 23. Richards Bay, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And coming up in your sports, Chelsea sweating on the fitness of midfielder Cole Palmer ahead of tonight's Premier League clash with Arsenal. The Shimblers, they've been crowned the Varsity Cup champions. And Siyamthanda Kolisi and the Springboks miss out on Laureus Awards with Djokovic, the big winner.